ABC News.
Tanmaya Navada with the top stories. Prime Minister Anthony Albanese has led tributes to award-winning actor Sam Neill, who's died aged 78 after a celebrated career spanning film and television. The New Zealand actor, known for roles in My Brilliant Career and Jurassic Park, revealed in April he was cancer-free after a five-year battle with blood cancer. And a statement on his official Instagram says his death was sudden and unexpected. The PM says Neill earned a special place in Australian hearts, praising his dignity, humour and conviction. New Zealand Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has described him as one of the greats. The Royal Commission on Anti-Semitism and Social Cohesion has heard disagreement over whether various protest slogans are anti-Semitic. Jewish students and staff members at universities told the Commission they felt blamed and targeted over the Israel-Palestine conflict as a call to violence against Jewish people. But Jewish student Yasmin Johnson from Students for Palestine defended its protest phrases as a call for freedom for Palestinian people and accused some of deliberately misinterpreting the meaning. And the inquest into a mid-air chopper collision that killed four people on the Gold Coast has heard the crash could have been avoided if the pilot had looked right. SeaWorld Helicopter CEO Brett Newman told the inquest he believed pilot Ashley Jenkinson was totally distracted by the front row passengers on the flight and that the tragedy should never have happened. And for more news at any time, you can follow the ABC Top Stories podcast.